Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have come up with a very important topic to talk about, and it is very important topic which was asked in one of the mails that I received yesterday, and in which it was mentioned that Ted, as you are always focusing on that don't buy costly items, like don't buy high priced cars, don't buy luxury items, don't buy it, rather you can buy some immediate or cheap items, at least not cheap, at least moderate items. So he was basically asking, you are always telling in your podcast, why not, you should not buy luxury items, costly items. So I'm planning. So it was, I'm just quoting it what I got in that mail. So I'm planning to buy a second hand house. So it was his question. So that man, and that man was from Japan. So that person asked me this, and he's basically planning to buy a second-hand house. So he was just trying to seek my opinion, and in the opinion, in the reply, I just said that never buy it. So that totally astonished him, and I just said, just wait for tomorrow's episode. I will be making an episode for you and also for others, because it will benefit, and because see, it's the general topic. Actually the topic this topic is very general, in the sense that never buy any used item. That means I'm not talking about every used item, but I am talking about major used item, like never buy used car, second hand car, never buy second hand furnitures, or second hand mobile phone, or second hand house. So never buy it. Now there might be a question in your mind, what happened you Ted, and you are today you are saying never buy second hand. See, if you are a keen listener to my podcast, then you will be noticing that I never said or intimated anybody to buy second hand. And but I didn't say the reason, because at the time I was not feeling like people are I was thinking that people won't people will buy costly items only, but I was just giving my opinion. But now I am seeing that people are trying to implement the things that I am saying, the wise things that I am saying. So now it's the correct time to make you all more wise, because there is reason behind everything. So yes, similarly there is a reason behind why not to buy second hand items. See, I'm always telling you very from long time I'm always telling you all that this world is the world of negative force, and we are 99% of the time always getting affected by negative force. That means negative force are controlling our minds. And I also told you how, because they are spread, they can insert in our body, and they can, since they spread, then they can try, they can very well try to manipulate our minds. As long as you know the truth, you know this truth, that these spirits can try to control. If you don't know the reality, if you don't know this truth, then you will be thinking it's happening automatically and all that. You will be thinking, and you will be, whatever thoughts that you will be getting in your mind, you will be just acting upon it without giving a second thought, that whether it's correct, whether I should think about it. Or directly, you will directly be thinking of implementing, like people who are raping or robbing, then they are just a dummy pet of negative forces. Negative forces are putting the negative ideas, evil ideas in their, or horrible ideas in their minds, and they are just acting upon it and thinking that it's my thought. No, it's the thought of negative force. Negative force wants everybody to commit sin. That's the simple. So that now the positive force will then give you punishment. So that's the whole cycle of sin. So let me come back to the point, and I was saying that why not to buy second hand items. See, the reason, the actual reason, see, I'm telling you the truth. As I told you in one of my episodes, I was sharing in one of my episodes, I shared with you all my experience of ghosts, because at that time when my father died, then at that time I have to perform death ritual. Being the son of my father, I performed it and I observed the presence of negative force, that is ghosts, evil spirits. So I have not seen, but I felt. And I also told you the incident that happened in that episode, so kindly go through it and then you will very well understand why I am saying you not to buy second hand items. See the reason behind. Because see, let's say there is a house. I am giving you a true story. I am just saying you a true story, sharing you my true story, what I have observed. See what I have gone through. And that story is, see, when I was in class, see, I am not sure in which class I was, but assuming that, let's say I was in class 4 at 2000, in the year 2004, then at the time I got shifted from that evil horrible place. So let's say, assuming that when I was in class 3, so the house in which I was residing, there was a history of evil, that means what I say, evil cases. What, for instance, let me brief it out. Like, see, in that house where I was living when I was in class 3, one person died. I don't know what person, because see, nobody told you. Well, actually, because nobody in this neighborhood knows the actual story, and the person who knows will not reveal, like the owner of that place where I was residing. So the owner can tell us the reality, but why he will tell us? Because otherwise we won't stay in their house, we will find some other home. So he will not be sharing the secret of that evil house. But there was a long history attached to that house, that I don't know a person, which person, but that means female or female, but one person died in that house. Okay, one person died in that house, and as a result of which, now that house is, now you can say that now that house has got negative vibes. That means, since that person might be innocent one, that person who got died in that house might be innocent one, and also his or her soul, that means his or her soul might, or that means spirit might not get what I say, might not feel happy to get to die, or there might be any some reason, that's why that how that spirit or that negative negative spirit of that person might be residing in that house. Because I am assuming that it might be the case. Why? Because the whoever person was living in that house, then he or she that means whoever family is living in that particular house in which a person died. So after that, any family who is thinking of living in that particular house, then some negative incidents were happening, like it happened to me, because my family also went in that house, lived in that house, And one incident happened that my father didn't did anything, but a bad incident happened that since my father was a banker, but now since he is no more, so that's why I'm using past tense, was a banker. So since my father was a banker, so when he was dealing with cashes in a cashier department, then at that time one another banker took some money. And now what happened is that when the interrogation happened, then money was not found, and the whole blame was on my father. And my father was knowing from inside that that particular banker might have taken the money, but since there was no proof, so that's why the blame was on him, and he was not able to do anything. And a promotion, black star, or what I say, that means a black star or some bad remarks. I must not use that term for my father, so black star, not, it's not good, but some black remark, some bad remark. I must not use black even term. So bad remark was attached to my father because of that incident. So from that means from 2003 until he died, he had suffered that remark, that bad remark, that under him money got stolen. So that bad remark was attached to my father, and this happened when we were residing in that evil house. And now you might be thinking that, Ted, I won't believe you because it might be some, what I say, some bad incident. So don't kindly attach with that particular house and all. But now, why I am saying that? Because see, the moment that happened, and after, what I say, after, I think after 2 to 3 months, we left that house. I don't know why, but my family might get some inner instinct that we should move some other house because of this incident. And we moved, and then from that time onwards, our life got smoother. And then not any bad incident happened like that till my father died. So till my father's death. So now let me tell you why that house was an evil house. Now the family that went after our turn, so what happened in that family is the head member of the family, that means the father. That means, let's say let me give you a description of that particular family. In that family there was one person, his wife, and then two children, okay, one boy and one girl, so brother sister. So okay, four family member was residing in that evil house. And after few years, see, I am not sure how many years after this happened, that after a few years the father of this children of those children died, and his wife was totally in shock. And then even my mother told that truth, that we got to know, hear from some of our other neighboring families that this house is a evil house. So some negative incident happened, and from that time only this place is not good, this house is not good. So that's why I'm saying never buy second hand. Why? Because see, if you're buying a second hand house, you don't know whether the some person died or some bad incident attached to that house. And if it is attached to that house, then you will be carrying it with you. That negative spirit will now entangle you, and don't think you will be doing some worship and all, because see, every person who might have entered in that evil house might have done some great, what I say, worship, incantations. So might they have done like we also did some, what I say, some worship, some kind of worship and then we entered into that house. But what happened? The result was not good. Similarly, what happened to that four-person family? The father died. So that's why I'm telling. Never buy some used items, like never buy some used cell phones of other, because you don't know whether that person died or that person has some negative emotions attached to that phone memory and all that. Whatever, see, I'm just giving you whatever you want to do, that's up to you, but I'm just giving you the reality, the red pill, that why not to do that, why not to buy some used furniture also, because you don't know whether that furniture was in a some evil house or not, in which five family members died, six family members died, and all those spirits might be residing, might be sitting on the on that furniture. So you don't know all these things. So that's why don't buy used items. It's better to buy a cheap one, but it should be new, so that there should not be anything attached to that particular object. So I hope you get my point. And I also know most of you will be following it, because you might have also seen in your surrounding, you might have observed in your surrounding, and if you don't, then please don't expect to happen. Rather, learn from other mistakes. So let me wrap it up. So okay, bye bye.